This is the Truth Network.
Amid the jingling of the wind chimes in the cold wind with a struggling voice, I'm Stu Eberson, and I am on Trade Street in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, sitting next to a living, walking miracle with a couple other brothers here in Christ. Corey, I just had to whip my phone out and get this on tape because life changes everything. Why are those three words so important to your life, Corey?
Well, so very important. My mother was put in a position where she had to choose between giving birth to me or her marriage. And it was a Baptist pastor who, sat down with her, talked with her about, the gospel and also how she needed to keep me. And so this was something that I found later in life, and it was very shocking. And I learned this in my early teens. This is something that's my story, a part of my story. And it kind of led towards producing a feature film called Life Changes Everything that was that's inspired by these, this event. But it's also an event that happens, sadly, thousands of times every day. Decisions that people are placed in. A lot of times it's not a decision they're making. This is actually something that is being forced upon them. And so it's important to be there for people that are in that position and, be prepared to communicate a word of truth to them and also to encourage them to not abort, to choose life. And so Life Changes Everything is a film that's, again, inspired by that. It's available on most digital platforms. If you have your smart TV at home, you can just type in Life Changes Everything. It'll pull it up on Vudu and several other digital platforms, including Amazon.
Wow. And on the negative side, abortion is killing millions and millions of babies. It's a Holocaust.
Oh, yeah.
On the positive side, life changes everything.
Oh, yeah.
On the positive side, somebody invented electricity.
Yep.
Because their mom kept them.
Yep.
Someone invented penicillin. Mm-hmm. Someone was born into a hyper-intensive geopolitical culture in the Middle East over 2,000 years ago in a crisis pregnancy.
Yep.
And that someone, thank God that his mom didn't abort God, and his name was, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. Right there, there's no room in the inn for him, but he changed the world.
Yeah.
And he's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the power of life, even in the Christmas story. Mm-hmm. And yet you made a movie called Life Changes Everything, and you're resonating with me as I'm sharing all this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. Definitely. I mean, everything God does is through his people and through humanity. So, I mean, if we are, if you really think about it, and if you're taking life out before it has a chance, you're taking out the potential and what God had planned for that life. So if you really want to look at abortion, it could be the front line for the enemy to try to stop what it is that God's doing in the earth and in the world. So that's something to keep in mind.
So your mom, she was young, she was in a maybe not the best marriage, and I guess she had chosen abortion prior to you had a brother.
Yeah, it wasn't a choice. It was something that, she was, coerced into. But the story does have, like I said, a happy ending. My dad today is an amazing man, a Christian man. He's completely, his life has completely changed.
How did that happen?
And this is something that he came to Christ. He got sober. It's been over 30 years now sober. And he helps, he has a contracting business up in Ohio, and he helps, men who have, they're in the same situation.
Wow.
So every day he's doing the AA meetings. Every day he's bringing them to church. Every day he's bringing them, giving them employment and also, trying to keep them on the path towards, being sober and changing their lives. So just an amazing, story. And that's another thing that the film Life Changes Everything, they say you write what you know. And so it's, when you go down the screenwriting journey, you kind of, you realize everything that all your characters have a little bit of your life attached to them.
Wow.
And so, we really, core message in the story is forgiveness in Christ. The core message in the film is finding this, restitution.
Right.
And, seeing this unfold between a father-son relationship in the film.
Corey, I'm trying to put all this together, what a story. Life changes everything. You download the movie right from Amazon there, get it, and show it to your family, and you'll see the movie made by the man here sitting with me in this cold day. The American flag's blowing right over us, the land of the free that's also killed 50-plus million of our babies. Maybe we've killed the cure to cancer, the person that, maybe we've aborted the person that's going to, you know, solve all these challenges, you know. But, Corey, you're here, and God's using you to champion this message through your movie Life Changes Everything. Here, your dad, for all practical purposes, wanted you dead. You were in the way, and he's married to this woman who's carrying you as a little baby. How did you ever in the world reconcile with your dad after that? You know, how could that happen? Because he's a different man today.
Yeah, so very interesting. And I think the journey of forgiveness is something that we all, you know, it's one thing to talk about it, and it's another thing to experience it through the power of Christ and actually, you know, have it hit into our core where we are at that place to forgive fully. And one of the core moments that I can point back to in life where God just really opened my eyes to it was one day I was in my 20s. I was going through some stuff at the house, and at my father's house, and I was opening up the cabinets, and I don't even remember what I was looking for, but I found a Christmas card or a birthday card that was written by a six-year-old, my dad, when he was 6 years old. And he said, you know, God bless you, mommy, I love you. And it hit me for the first time. I didn't see him as my dad. I didn't see him as this person that's responsible, and how could you? I saw him as a little child who he lost his father when he was 11 years old. He got into alcoholism at the age of 13, 14, didn't have somebody there to help guide and protect him. And I saw him as this vulnerable child, and it just hit me to my core. It was like, this is forgiveness. It's seeing each other the way God sees us, seeing from the whole story, not just my version of the story, you know, from when I came along. And so that changed everything for me. My whole perspective changed. I saw him as not only, you know, he's not just my dad, he's my brother in Christ. He was born into a world where things are broken and he had a really messed up situation. And so we're all in that situation. When you see everybody, we're all born into this brokenness. We're born into situations that are broken. And it's about when we come to Christ and we find that forgiveness, it's about having that love and forgiveness to shower upon others so that they can find their hope in Christ and their forgiveness in that journey.
What an encouraging story. And then your dad, through all that, through a lot of prayer, through a lot of forgiveness, God used you and many others to bring him to the Lord.
Yeah, no, so this has been a journey that he's been on. And actually it occurred because I had been away for a while, and you know, my parents divorced when I was young, and I kind of, you know, didn't see him very much. And his transformation actually happened in that period of time. So.
Okay. Yeah. That is something. And now it's different when you talk, huh?
Oh, yeah. My dad is a really cool guy.
Wow.
He's a great guy. And I can't say enough positive things about him. Like,
word to young men and women out there who have deep, gouging father wounds. Most of us do, if we're honest about it. What's your word about finding healing, obviously, in the presence of the Father, the Heavenly Father, but about at least being able to let that weight go, even if your earthly father's gone, but he still holds sway over you?
Yeah. Those ties are strong, right? The ties with our parents. There's things that we experience as children that's really hard to break from. But I think for me, it was this coming to the full realization that my father is in heaven. My father is, we all come from the same source. We're all brothers. We all have the same father. And realizing that this is who my father is, right? Yeah. Then it helps to open your eyes to be able to see somebody. I think how we're truly supposed to see each other, not as, you know, you're born of a different family, or you're we truly are brothers. We all come from the same source. So this needs to be, for me, that's what opened my eyes. And it's a working of the Holy Spirit. You can't take it beyond that. It's this renewing of the mind. It's this coming to that full understanding. And then, So, I mean, I'll add to this. There was a specific moment tied in with the discovering of the card, right? I just remember one night very clearly. I was in my room, and, you know, a lot of times you don't feel like you have these issues, right? And it just hit me all at once. I'm in my early 20s, and I'm sitting there, and I'm pouring, like, tears are flowing, and I'm hurt. And I remember it's almost like if you took a cup of water and poured it out, right? As soon as the last drop came out, I remember having this very intense moment where I've let it all out there. How could you have left? And it was very clear, a word from God saying, I never left you. And it was in that moment that everything, like literally everything, changed on my perspective, because it was that understanding that my Father never left me. He was always there. He's been there every step of the way. It was my inability to see, which really ties into, when you really think about it, Christ on the cross, when he's up there and he says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Yeah. He sees it clearly. They don't see it. And until we come to this truth, we're not seeing it. And that's the moment of change.
That's the voice of Corey Paul, the producer of Life Changes Everything, an awesome movie that's available on Amazon and the website people can find you at.
Oh, you can go to Facebook and just type in Life Changes Everything.
Find them there. Be encouraged. Thank you so much, Corey.
Thank you.
I want to say a special thank you to a wonderful partner helping us advance the message of this program, of the gospel. And the thank you goes out to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has now opened his heart to say thank you as well. He wants to give you the opportunity to do what I've done. I've slept on this pillow. I love MyPillow. I sleep better. What would you give for a good night's sleep? Right now, for the first time, you can get deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. I'm talking about the MyPillows, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, and the body pillow. All their products right now, all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials. MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and you'll save big. You won't believe the savings. Just enter promo code TRUTH when you get there. All these products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You can also call this toll-free number, 800-944-5396. Thank you, MyPillow, for partnering with us to advance the good news of the gospel. And thank you to all you guys that have checked them out and supported our sponsors. The gospel is about a crisis. The gospel is about Jesus Christ coming into our mess. And that nasty cattle stall that we call a manger, that we kind of glorify, right? We make it all nice and pretty, and we talk about how the cute little baby and the cattle are bellowing, and you know, and it's so, well, it was nasty. It was a, you know, that's where animals eat. Let me tell you what else animals do. But Christ coming into the mess of our life, you know, coming to the mess of our world, but coming and going to that cross, living that perfect life and going to that cross because you and I could not get there. Like I told my buddy Riley yesterday, how do you get to heaven? Every other religion says you got to do. You got to work. Work your bones off. Get out there. Prove yourself. Earn yourself. Climb the ladder. Every religion, there's five pillars in Islam. Hinduism's got a gajillion deities. You know, you've got all the, even the religions, even modern Orthodox religions, you've got doing this mass and you got to cross yourself. You got to be sure you go to church. And if you go enough, you'll get a high mass and a high burial. If you don't, you'll be, you know, kicked off to the curb. But one true belief system in the whole world, in a myriad, a pantheon of fake gods, there's one true God. And he says this, that God comes to us. And he came to us in the form of human flesh. He became sin, didn't become sinful, but he became sin for us. To bring us to God, to heal that gaping wound. So while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God invaded our space because we couldn't get up to him, Corey. Isn't that awesome how the gospel, isn't that why it's called good news?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Most definitely.
And people can have healing with a father, like you're talking about with your story and Life Changes Everything and your testimony.
Yes.
That they could never have with their earthly father. Even if you have a perfect relationship with your earthly father, which you don't, there's no relationship that even comes close to your heavenly father if you'll just let him in.
Oh, definitely.
How do they do that? What's the key?
I mean, the keys to coming to Christ and to, you know, I again, with everything, you've got to be, for me, right, my experience coming to the cross and coming to Christ is one of, what's the best word to put it this? It's intention, right? Being very intentional. Having that same desire. I think I've heard somebody put it this way, like, you know, if you hold somebody underwater and they're gasping for air and their every intention is to get air, right? When they have that kind of intention, when you're coming to Christ that way, you're ready.
Wow.
And so it's that grabbing hold of the truth and not letting go.
Yeah.
and having that realization, that moment. And again, it always comes back to Christ on the cross saying, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. They don't see. They're blind. And if you're blind, you don't have that, you know, so you got to have that.
Yeah, and it's interesting. Your whole story, we're about done with this wonderful interview, podcast. We're going to put it everywhere. The whole story of your mom, you weren't even born. You're in her womb. Your dad's saying, kill that kid or else I'm leaving you. For all practical purposes, you're dead to me if you don't get rid of the problem here. And your dad has since come to Christ. What a brilliant, beautiful testimony. But your mom is, of all the people that God led her to, was this Baptist preacher.
you know?
In God's grace, and God used that Baptist preacher as a lighthouse who could have said, what the heck? You know, you're pregnant. You're married to that crook. Mm-hmm. You know, get out of here. You know, don't come near our church. We're not for your kind of people. But he opened his arms to her, and he gave her life-changing counsel.
No, most definitely. I actually had a chance to meet him later on in life, and that was actually a pretty powerful moment. I actually couldn't really find words, you know, to meet somebody that you knew that was instrumental in your birth. Your being here, when, you know, he could have been busy, right? He could have had a bad day, and she showed up, and he could have been like, I don't have time for this. I could have been thinking about the guy who cut him off in the morning, or, you know, maybe bills are late, or who knows what the issue could be. He could have very easily brushed it off. But his one choice, his one decision to be open, to speak words of truth, to comfort her, to say, hey, I'm here with you no matter what, right? If you need help, you know, because she's facing, you know, she's, you know, 20 some years old. She's looking at my mother's death.
Wow.
So she, you know, she didn't have a job. My father took care of all that. So, you know, she's looking at going out on the street if I make this decision. So, I mean, it wasn't an easy decision to make. So pretty amazing.
Praise God. And thank God for anyone out there that knows Jesus as their Savior. He's calling you right now. Are you answering? And you're there because somebody else led you to him. And someone, somehow, some way, your mama found that preacher. And now you're here today. And now what's crazy is you're not just here existing. What's crazy is you are making a movie. You're making a movie about life when your parents could have aborted you.
Yep.
It's amazing. So what a blessing. And we're out here. It's a little bit loud. There's lots of noise, wind chimes. It's windy. It's winter. But it's kind of cool to be outside and to be breathing in the breath that God's given us, because you never know when your last breath is. So whoever you are out there, tell someone about Jesus. And if you've never received Christ, you're blaming everyone. You got a bad rap. You're not like maybe this person over here that has it all together. Well, the fact is they don't. You know, they just look like it. Go find someone that loves Jesus and just sit there and listen to them and ask them to show you how to be saved and to lead you there to Christ, and find a church that teaches the Word of God, that lifts up Jesus Christ, and you are either a missionary or a mission field. And I'm sitting next to a guy who is a full-blown missionary, and we got a little studio audience here. There's some teared up eyes. Isn't it cool, guys? Praise the Lord. Thank you, man. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Please share this wherever you go, this interview. Who knows who it could touch? And remember that the Father's standing there with open arms.
Yeah, man.
And he wants to, and no matter how messed up you are, no matter how dirty you are, he has been chasing you. It's time for you to stop and let him wrap his arms around you and let him love you.